A New York State Assemblyman from Queens was in Dutchess County Wednesday to learn more about a center that provides professional help for residents dealing with mental health, substance use, and other issues. It's the only such facility of its kind in the state, and one that lawmakers say should be replicated.
This is our helpline. So our helpline has been in existence for about 35 years. This year, between talk and text, we did over 40,000 services.
We are in the Smithsonian.
We are in our original phones that were on the Mid-Hudson Bridge are in the Smithsonian.
Yes. Dutchess County Stabilization Center Director Beth Alter led the tour, showing lawmakers the room where staffers answer calls from its helpline. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro hosted Democratic State Assemblyman Andrew Hevesy for the tour of the 24/7 walk-in facility.
We think that Dutchess County has a model that can be replicated effectively in other parts of the state, wherein we're really getting the core value of every human being, that we're focusing on their mental health, their physical, their social needs, and trying to get them to the long-term support necessary so they can live a more independent life. And that, for us, has not only been making great difference here in Dutchess, but we believe is a good model statewide.
Molinaro says the Stabilization Center is a key component in Dutchess County's initiatives to combat the opioid crisis, break the stigma of addiction and mental illness, and divert those individuals from both the criminal justice system and overcrowded emergency rooms. Though not an exact fit for the larger Queens area, Hevesy, who chairs the Assembly's Social Services Committee, says there are plenty of counties in the state that could benefit from a comparable model. Democratic Hudson Valley Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett joined Hevesy at the center.
I have always felt that the silos that Andy was referring to is one of the biggest obstacles to getting anything done. If you have a Vietnam vet who's suffering from PTSD, who's homeless, who has medical issues, who has a substance abuse issue, that's five different agencies that person has to negotiate in order to get the help that he or she needs, and it's probably he if it's a Vietnam vet. We're looking at a model here where you circumvent all that and you start addressing those things in a way that you're people-centered and focused on the needs of people. And I think that's what's so extraordinary about this.
And also, plus the unfairness to the facility, in who has to reimburse and get funded from all these different agencies. That's an unsustainable model. And by the way, how much time are they spending when they could be caring for individuals trying to build to get reimbursed so they stay afloat? It's just not a good model for a sustainable project like this.
Director Alter says the center's success comes from its community partnerships, and many partners were on hand to meet with the lawmakers ahead of the tour. Alter says awareness about the center results in more people using its services.
So we opened on February 13, 2017. For the first 10 and a half months, we had 1,875 visits to the center. Our goal was to exceed 3,000 for year two, and we did. We had 3,006 visits.
She adds,
I wish that more people knew that we were here and that we could really respond to the needs of more folks. My goal for 2019 is that we exceed 4,000 visits.
Hevesy discussed how to secure more state funding for the center to render it more sustainable.
What do you think you can get them?
Come ask me in a month or two, and I'll come back at you. But yes, we're going to start thinking about how to help this facility.
And create a model for other counties. I mean, I think that is the key here, because this is, I mean, the whole notion of having a center that is doing the right kind of work is something that's replicable, and we want to make sure that happens, because that will help the rest of the state.
Again, Alter.
We're seeing more folks with substance use disorders come in, and that's what we want. We want people to come and start their recovery with us.
And by substance, can you break it down?
So about maybe 15 to 18% are opiate users, and then alcohol, and then other substance users. But what's most important to us is that people who are struggling and trying to decide how they want to start their recovery, that they know they can walk in, no judgment. It's a judgment-free zone. You can come in and you can start your recovery. And if today's not the day, we're still going to be here tomorrow, and we will welcome you. The day that you're ready to start your recovery, we'll be here to receive you. You know, we just got money from OASIS, so we're going to have a licensed prescriber here. And my goal is to be able to have anybody walk in and get started on medication-assisted treatments in real time.
Wow. We're rolling something similar out in the near term at the jail.
Molinaro says offering this service at the county jail would be a first in the state, apart from Rikers Island. Alter says the center's launch of medication-assisted treatment is imminent. OASIS is the New York State Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services. Meantime, Westchester County is moving to establish its first crisis stabilization center. The center is set to open in White Plains and is modeled after Dutchess County Stabilization Center. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.